Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. It's time for an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Did you know that by listening to the live cast, your cousin's boobs get bigger by one cup size? Doesn't do anything for you. But we love it. Now here are Rob, Noah, 3D, and Sid.
We are back!
Did you miss us?
No.
Was it after? You were with me the whole time, Darren.
I thought you meant over the last 3 days.
Oh, did you? Did you miss us? No?
Not really.
Right on.
I was enjoying the separation.
Yeah.
Welcome back. If you've forgotten, you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, the only live podcast in Metal Injection history.
Yeah.
Why would
it's
they forget?
True. That's not true. Aren't there like a bunch of... podcast.
Live.
They're not live.
They're live at some point.
They're not live. They're not broadcasting live. Thank you. Thank you, Noah. And
radio guru.
We in case you was your first time listening, at which point we're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, there's been like 51 episodes. You should know the deal by now. But there was no episode last week. We had a mixtape. Due to the fact that we were in Vegas and California, and L.A., I forget which part we were in. We were in L.A. by
Marina Del Rey.
Yes, by Venice Beach.
Yeah. Someone at the door. It could be a cop, but it's probably Frank. But, we were workcationing. Started. Oh, it's the cop.
Is anyone going to go open the door?
I'll go open the door.
All right.
Someone else.
But you're in the middle of telling the story.
We were vacationing, and we went to the NAMM show, which is the... no one knows what NAMM stands for.
I know what it stands for.
But hi, Frank.
Me and Darren were outside of the NAMM show.
Yeah, actually, we're so...
Well, let's start it in Vegas. We get to Vegas.
I was not in Vegas, so
no,
I'm going
no
to sit out
come
for this
to Vegas.
Part.
It was just me, Darren, Sid... and Frank in Vegas. We stayed at the most metal-sounding hotel, the Excalibur.
Yeah.
The Excalibur.
Sounds like a power metal band, actually.
It was a castle. We stayed in a castle.
Oh,
it looked
I got
like,
pictures of it.
I would have loved it.
Yeah, it looked like medieval times, basically. Inside, I'm not going to say shithole, because it wasn't a shithole.
Relatively speaking,
It was a relative shithole. It wasn't like the Tropicana, which is like.
You ever see that? You ever see a relative shithole?
Not with
yeah,
my naked
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah, I've seen a relative shithole.
Like a bit, but not counting babies. Because that's you changing a diaper. That's one thing. But I'm talking about like a relative who could walk up and give you a fist bump.
There you go. That's our.
And a gaping butthole.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Frank. Ever see a relative shithole? Darren?
A shithole figuratively?
No. An actual, the shithole of one of your relatives.
No, I don't think so. I can't think
First,
of it.
Have
it's
you?
A clean sweep. No, I have not.
A clean
not
sweep?
Not yet.
Good choice of words.
Yes. Back to the story, Rob.
So, yeah. So, we started out with a buffet at the Excalibur, which was a mediocre buffet. I mean, it was okay. And then that was the last we saw of Darren for that day. And Darren disappeared.
What happened to you, Darren?
Into the MGM Grand, sucked in by the poker tables.
Yeah.
Are you showing your poker face?
No, I'm bad at that, actually. I'm bad at, like, reading, and, you know, it's just math, straight math for me.
Really?
Yeah.
He's but like Rain Man.
But isn't there, like, a whole, like, strategy behind
I know what to
body
do.
Language and stuff?
No, yeah, I guess, but, I mean, if you can use that to your advantage, that's good, but I just suck at it. Like, I feel like I mislead myself when I rely on that, so I just ignore it. Also, if people know what they're doing, they send out fake body signals, too, and I've been trapped by that, too, so I just try not to pay much attention to that stuff.
Did you meet a lady luck?
A what?
Lady luck?
No, well, actually, the next time we saw Darren was when he stumbled into our hotel that we were all sharing at like 6 in the morning.
Sorry, guys, where do I sleep? Should I get a cot? All right.
Later, it was just more like around 8 o'clock in the morning.
The sun was up, right? Yeah, the
we
sun
were
was
talking
up.
About breakfast, and he was
It was like 8, really.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, so then he stumbled in, and then we all went back to bed, I guess. And we all then, the next day, decided, let's find, like, if we're going to buffet, let's find the best buffet in Las Vegas. And it was the Bellagio.
Oh, my God.
Which, the Bellagio Hotel and Casino is pretty much, like, the nicest casino on the entire strip. Like, when me, Frank, and Sid walked in there the night before, we were like, maybe we should leave. I feel underdressed.
Yeah, Frank especially kept commenting on it.
Yeah, I've never felt so uncomfortable in a place in my life.
Yeah, it was like very classy.
Shoes and
very, stuff. Very classy. I mean, it's called the Bellagio. I mean, that's...
You know, I was actually last night I saw on the Travel Channel or something like that, Bellagio is number 79 on the best places in America to eat.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's yeah. True. We went to the buffet there and...
Applebee's, number 63. You know that?
Yeah, okay. It was heavenly. It was so good. I gorged on shrimp. I don't know.
He did.
We tried to do a shrimp count, but...
It was too high. We
didn't
have numbers. We didn't know.
It was hard.
How to count that
on Google.
It was a lot of shrimp. And then, again, we lost Darren for the day. Darren was gone. And
what's Vegas? What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do anything.
First, he bitched out one of the employees at the Bellagio buffet for the shoddy condition of their bathroom.
I did.
What?
That was awesome.
What? I didn't bitch anybody.
I don't know. I walked by and you were telling somebody how shitty the bathroom was.
No, I didn't. First of all, it was a guy serving food. He had nothing to do with the bathroom.
So why were you yelling at him about the bathroom?
I didn't yell at him. You're completely exaggerating what happened.
For comedy effect.
What happened was I went to go, you know, do battle with the porcelain king. And I get there, and there's like a guy. There was a guy like taking his kid's pants down to go to the toilet.
Are you sure it was his kid?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know that. But,
see something, say something, Darren.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So, but whatever. But you open the door, and the fucking stench hit. It was like just smelled like 8 people just took a crap. And it was like wallpaper peeling. I'm like, this is the Bellagio, you know, what's going on here? So I couldn't go there. I walked out. I go, and that's whatever you saw there was me talking to that guy, I guess. And I said, listen, the bathroom there is just really horrible. The food is great. I even told him, the food's great. I love everything, but the bathroom, unusable.
Yeah.
So where's the Bellagio bathroom? He pointed me. Like, it was like 10 feet outside.
Yeah, it was like right out the door.
That
bathroom I used 2 or 3 times, and it was divine.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But I forgot to mention, the night before, we actually did find Darren, and we all went to the Hard Rock Casino, where we spotted Pink walking in with her with her boy toy, or whatever.
Husband.
Her husband.
Did they really?
I think so.
I think they're getting remarried.
And,
And
basically, if you find yourself in Vegas and you're like, where do all the hot, slutty chicks go? We're pretty sure it's the Hard Rock.
Well, they all work there.
Well, not only, I mean,
well,
the people that attended it.
Well, that was because we were there the weekend of the porn convention.
I guess
so. It was mostly porn chicks.
Well,
but the people working there were skanks also.
Well, Darren, you've been to the Hard Rock before when it wasn't the porn convention. And
no, it was the same. Exactly the same. They have strippers, like there's a blackjack table.
But they
table,
don't get naked, though.
Stripper table.
But they're not naked.
They
it's
do
like go-go dance.
They weren't there when they do.
When
do
they, what points
like,
are those?
Like in the middle of the night. Like when I walked out after playing poker, it was like 5:30 in the morning.
It's way past your bedtime.
You didn't take pictures?
I'm not going to take a picture of fucking tits for you.
Just to have it.
Waste my battery?
Just to have it.
Nah, so I'm selfish, motherfucker. I see tits. That's
but
it.
Me and Sid actually spotted Evan Seinfeld.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
Wasn't he like 110 pounds? Or?
Yeah, he's like crackhead skinny now.
It was really creepy. And the girl he was with looked like a shit that Tara Patrick took.
Oh, yeah. He's in a remake?
Yep.
And, Dad, you were telling me a story about when you were at a poker table about, like, a woman there and, like, who was, like, a fag hat.
Oh, yeah. No, there was this woman. Like, I was right between the two of them. And they're just having this conversation, like maybe a 35. She looked like she was hot about 10 years ago. And she has this, like, real loud, like, a 20-year-old guy who's, like, a flaming homo. Like, you know, you're betting so much. I can't call you. I have to call. I call. I go all in. You know, he's just all, like, flipping out, whatever. And so then she's from Chicago, apparently. So she starts telling him a story about, I was in Chicago last week, and I took my niece and nephew to see Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. And he starts making fun of the Squeakquel. The Squeakquel. You're such a fag. The Squeakquel. Right? And then she keeps going on with the story and says, oh, yeah, my nephew, my 9-year-old nephew, was asking me, you know, what's this? And he has a lisp, apparently. She starts mocking her nephew. And she goes, what are the, I left that apart. The part where the chipmunks sing, oh, the single ladies, 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 oh, the single ladies. But she did it about 20 times over and over. And then so apparently her nephew asked her, what do those lyrics mean? What do the lyrics mean? So then the gay guy starts mocking, your 9-year-old nephew's a faggot. You have a gay 9-year-old nephew. He's a faggot. He likes to suck dick. And they got into a fight. Like,
and then you got the nephew's number, didn't you?
No, I actually wanted to go with
he was in the bathroom with the Bellagio with his dad.
Yeah, slinging poo on the wall. They were going to another casino and asking me to come with them. It was like 5:30 in the morning.
You were like, no.
And that other casino was like in a van.
Yeah.
We would have really never seen
it. It was a bang bus.
Yeah.
But, then the second night we were there, Darren, again, missing. But the rest of us were like, well, we're kind of bored. Like, what could we do? You know, we're like all out of it. And Frank was like, well, hey, let's rent a car and go into the desert. So we text Darren. We're like, hey, we're definitely going to go into the desert tomorrow. Are you down? He's like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. And then
I really did want to go.
Yeah. And then, you know, we made these plans. And then we went to bed at a reasonable hour at like midnight or so.
And Darren didn't go to bed at all.
And Darren
I did after you left.
Darren, yeah. Darren went to bed an hour before we had to leave. That's when Darren came into the room and we're like, yeah, so we got to go.
I tried to get up and go. As soon as I sat up, I had a vomit on myself.
And then we went and got food. We got the car. We came back like 2 hours later, and yeah, Darren still couldn't go.
Yeah.
But then that was pretty awesome going into the desert. We went in, and it was wild because it was like super quiet. Like there was literally not a sound.
Wait, so did you like drive into the middle of the desert, like off-road and stuff, or?
Let Frank talk. Let's let him explain.
Like paved. But yeah, like as far as the walking part, like we walked off trail. The car that we rented actually had all these like list of things that we weren't allowed to do, and one of them was to drive off trail. And if they did and they found like whatever, I don't know, dirt on it, it would be like a $250 charge. It's complete bullshit. But
yeah,
but yeah, we went to the Kelso sand dunes. That was like the farthest part that we went to. It was 2 hours into the desert or something like that.
Something
yeah.
like that.
It was really deep.
And then Frank let Sid know that we were going to hike the sand dunes.
Well, so wait, were you aware of this beforehand? Was I the only one that didn't know?
I was aware of it like 20 minutes before you were. Yeah.
What? How did you find out?
When you went to the bathroom.
Earlier in the day, you just weren't not going to do it at all.
Yeah, you just weren't going to go.
Really? Did I say that?
No, I just know.
Oh, well, I would have figured out something else to do.
So then it was a hilarious hike up the sand dune with Sid complaining about every little thing.
I had to keep myself entertained somehow. That's not like, I mean, it was just sand in front of me.
It does that every day. So
yeah.
I have to keep myself entertained. I'm bored by everything I'm surrounded by all day long.
So how large were these sand dunes?
I think the tallest one is a mile and a half big.
But we didn't wow. make it all the way up because first of all, the sun was setting by the time
really
we got
tough
there.
Because like as you were setting foot into the sand, like patches are like falling out from underneath you. So it's a lot harder than like just walking up a mountain, you know.
Yeah, and the point where I realized, hey, you know what, I'm not going to go any further. Because Sid was ready to do that, like, you know, right as we stepped yeah. onto the mountain. But
I kept going.
Yeah, but at one point we saw these two Asian guys coming down from the top of the mountain, and I just asked them, hey, was it worth it? And immediately they were like, no.
Yeah,
no, no, no. So that's when I was like, all right, this is a good
yeah.
day. And then we saw an awesome sunset. It was pretty pretty.
So romantic.
And then me and Frank got stoned. And we stared at the stars while Sid sat in the car and played Tetris, presumably.
I don't remember what I did.
No,
Sid
probably jerked off in the car.
No, that would be one place I could
right.
keep been jerking
right.
off, like in all these different
well,
places.
We have to hey, man, my dick. Listen, when I'm on vacation, my entire body is on vacation. So
yeah, that's something that Sid revealed to us towards the end of the vacation was that. He jerked off.
How did it even come up? I don't remember how it came up in conversation.
It was at the restaurant.
Yeah, I remember where it was. I just don't remember how we got on that subject. And I just randomly blurted out. It was there. Something that prompted me.
I think I asked you something. I don't remember what it was, though.
No, I know what it was. We were talking about how you wanted to leave early because you wanted to go home and fuck your girlfriend.
Did I say it in those words?
I mean, I'm probably not. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes. In a very vulgar way.
You're oh, Mr. Clean over here. You're so vulgar.
Because I have a shaved head.
And then he reveals.
You know she can go back and listen to the old shows, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You really like. You don't have to pretend.
I know. I discourage that.
Anyway, you're talking about how you wanted to go home and make love because you miss your girlfriend so much.
Yeah.
And then we were saying, like, why don't you just squeeze one out? And you're like, who's the
oh,
okay. I already did
it. Oh, there we go.
Oh, I have.
That's yeah, right.
Sid, which, and by the way, because, like, I haven't, like, I wasn't rooming with you guys.
Yeah.
Still, till today, I laugh about that. It just makes me laugh so hard that Sid jerked off into the toilet seat. The same toilet seat that you
not
all
on the toilet seat,
sat.
Into the toilet.
Who knows?
Was
my
the toilet,
no, I
was
know,
the toilet
I
seat up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep laughing. Use the bathroom here, bitch.
I never jerked off in the toilet.
I don't
I've
sit on the toilet.
There's never a need to. I have my room.
But, okay, but what really makes
I
me
laugh...
I love
that Noah revealed that she squats.
Yeah, I squat in bathroom.
Do you really, or are you joking around for the show? You really?
No, I wouldn't sit on that toilet.
Wow.
Why don't you lay down some toilet paper on the seat?
No, because what if it clogs your toilet or something?
The toilet
then I need
paper
that
on
mess?
The seat would clog our toilet?
But anyway, all right, moving
no,
on.
No, you know what you need to do in your bathroom? Get those things you pull out and the rings that you do.
Full of rings.
I'm sure there's a lot of, like, man hair in the pipes. I don't want to, like, clog it with
wait, paper. Whose pipes are we talking about now?
Your bathroom pipe.
Oh.
But anyway, so what really makes me laugh is because I still have a visual of when Sid said it, and Frank was sitting across from me, and Frank is olive complexion, and suddenly he turned white when Sid was saying.
That's revenge for the hike,
motherfucker.
You tricked me with the hike, I tricked you with that. There you go.
How does it feel, Frank?
I feel violated.
Actually noticed that our toilet seat was blue, and then when we got back, it was white. So I was wondering how that happened.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It wasn't Rob's girl hair gel on the toilet seat.
It was Sid's own brand of Tresemme. Mm-hmm.
Well, I eventually went to a pharmacy in L.A. and got some Tresemme. Because my hair was out of control, people.
It's a look.
Yeah, it looked like Sleazy P. Martini. It's the look. Someone Ooh. In the... From Guar, their manager. Yeah.
Oh, everybody knows what that guy looks like.
Yeah, actually, they do. Everyone
really?
Listening to Sophia.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a douchebag.
Even you do, though. You know.
How do I know?
You don't know what he looks like? You never seen Guar?
No.
Okay.
No. I've seen, I saw Empire Records. They were on that on screen for like a couple minutes.
He looks like Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Poor guy.
And... So we stayed in Venice Beach as well after Vegas, after 4 days of Vegas.
3 days?
I think it was three, right?
Any weirdos?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, down the beach. But we this time, unlike all other times, we knew a guy who had a medical card, and that was the greatest thing ever because we got so
oh my
hooked
God.
Up.
So good.
Like, seriously, I don't know why I don't live in L.A. Because
the crazy thing is that the guy that they knew was Turtle from Entourage. Right there, remember? Yeah. We hung out at the in the apartment of Turtle from Entourage. It was amazing. His apartment was a lot smaller than I expected. This guy's on a TV show.
Yeah. Great.
Weird. Complete with the Yankee hat. It was really it was really Turtle from Entourage.
Yeah.
Go on.
But yeah, so the weed was great, and I was high 90% of the time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
They bought weed in like four different bags with different flavors.
It was
like
a variety pack.
It was a variety pack. Yeah, that's right. I got a quarter of an ounce, which would, I got a 16th of each. I got Pineapple Express, Skywalker Kush, Fire OG Kush, and then one that was super sour Jack something, which was like a combination of Super Super Haze, Jack Herrera, Sour Diesel, and something else I can't remember. And that was my favorite. I said Pineapple Express, right? Yeah, I mentioned that. That was pretty lovely. So, yeah, good times. Right, guys?
It's like
really
Baskin Robbins.
It really was. Oh, and I got some hash. Some Lithuanian hash.
That was good. I mixed that with the Pineapple Express, and I was like another world.
Oh, you made a float.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, what else happened in L.A. that's noteworthy?
We went to the UCB Theater, which is awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Eric Proops and Sarah Silverman.
Did you hit on her, Rob?
No, we weren't in a conversation. She was just on stage.
Did you wait for her outside at the end of the show?
No, I think.
Too.
Yeah, that's true. We were sitting on stage.
Yeah.
We got the idea.
Why didn't you make a sign for her? This was your big moment.
I should
have
just attacked her and just boned her.
She wasn't that hot up close. So.
She's cute.
I think Rob just likes her for her. Right,
yeah.
Rob?
Yeah, I like her for her personality.
Real love.
Okay. No, she's attractive. She's not like... She looks really
hot. She's sweet. It's like she's perfect for me.
Jewish.
She's Jewish.
She makes jokes.
Yeah.
She claims she's Jewish.
Rob's always looking for his mother's approval. So.
Yeah, it's true. Not good. Sort of. Kind of, yeah. All right. So anyway. what else happened in L.A.?
Did you guys? Oh, that's cool. But before that, did you guys go to any strip clubs?
Nope.
No, we kept talking about it, like going to the Body Shop. I don't know. We never made it in.
Drove past. Let's go to the Body Shop.
Because it just occurred to me yesterday, like after I settled down from my trip and everything, and I'm thinking like, before we left, Sid was like, I can't wait to go to strip clubs. I want to go sit on some stripper laps, and you know.
Are we going to sit on their laps?
Yeah, for them to read your story.
Okay, I tell them what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, but whatever. But then I realized, like, why the fuck didn't we go to a strip club?
Well, because I didn't need to, and I wasn't interested anymore.
I think it was also because we thought that we'd have to, like, wear shoes or something, or, like, dress up.
What?
No? Wasn't that one of the reasons we
couldn't
go?
Yeah, I think in Vegas, there's a bunch of places you had to... dress.
Yeah, there was
really? I think they just want you money.
I'm sure there's a barefoot strip club somewhere out there.
I don't want to be there. I want to get foot herpes.
So you're not allowed to go to strippers now? Or?
I mean,
no, that's not it. I just wasn't interested.
Did we really need strip clubs with the amount of girls walking
around? No, I didn't want to really go in the first place, but I mean, they're all excited about it. I don't really care for strip clubs that much.
Yeah.
Well, Rob's like the least motivated person in the world. He wasn't going to lead the charge for anything.
It's true.
Unless it was weed.
Well, yeah. I love the charge for that.
Yeah.
But
we also visited a bunch of labels in L.A.
It was pretty awesome getting hooked up with a ton of swag until we realized, oh, shit, how are we going to bring this all back to New York?
Good thing you guys came to that realization as we were driving back to the airport.
No. That was totally in the plan, actually.
Why couldn't you have gotten a box any time before that?
Because we thought we were going to find one in there.
To get to Venice, buy luggage to throw it into.
But that's the plan that came up like earlier the day we were going to fly back. I'm talking about like when you got all that stuff. We went to Walgreens like 50 times between when you got all the promo stuff. And when we went back to the airport, you could have gotten a box at any point.
Well.
Why didn't you say that, Sid, earlier?
Yeah, Sid.
Because it wasn't
my
shit.
They were too high to think of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I never seen Sid that mad though.
Oh, I swear to God, if we had missed that flight, I would have.
Wait,
I haven't punched somebody in the face since junior
high
school. I would have punched Rob in his fucking face.
I'm a little lost here.
Did you ever see in the cartoons when a guy gets mad and like he turns into a thermometer?
Yes.
And like the red goes up. To it.
But Sid was already mad like before we even
how things were shaping up. No, yeah. I was mad when you guys were like, yeah, I know we said we'd leave at 5, but we want to go smoke weed with our friend because we haven't done that enough.
No, we actually said...
And I was like, all right, this is a bad omen.
We actually said we were going to leave at 5:30.
No, we said...
And then we let's plan to leave at 5, but actually leave at
5:30. And then when you get back, it was 6.
Okay, so...
So there we go.
We made it to... All right, first of all, we shouldn't be arguing over here. Cause this is
why not?
Kind of... Nobody cares about this.
I don't know, I think people...
But ultimately, we made it, right, Sid?
By the skin of our teeth.
By the we made it by like half an hour. I had time to go get food.
By the skin of our teeth.
No,
and by the
totally
end of
it,
everybody
it.
Wanted to kill you, not just me.
No, I think just... Darren, did you want to kill me?
No, I was nowhere near the level of angry that Sid was, but okay. I was a little annoyed by it.
A little annoyed. I'll take a little annoyed. There we go.
I was annoyed. Having to drive really...
Well, yeah.
Well, let's left that out, that we were in the car... with about an hour and a half to spare, and we made about 4 wrong turns.
Yeah.
Not
Rob
wrong
was
turns,
high.
Rob
no, no. Well,
got the wrong address twice. We drove to 2 completely wrong locations.
But in the direction we had to go, we never had to go like backwards.
I remember making a couple of U's.
Yep.
Well, U's in that we had to get back on the highway, but it was in the general vicinity.
Hey guys, we're all here, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We never had to turn around except when we did.
Yeah, totally. We never had to go, like, completely in the opposite direction, except when we had to get back on the highway.
That's why I'm glad that I didn't really book my trip with you guys.
So smart.
Other
because
than that, it was fine, though. Other
I
than
had
that
a shuttle.
Last,
I had a good hotel
wire.
Room. Everything for me was planned perfect.
Sid was so mad, he switched seats with me on the flight back because he couldn't sit next to Rob.
Really? I told Frank I would let him get the window seat, but then I saw that if that happened, I would have had to sit next to Rob, and I'm like, it's just not happening.
Is that true on
yeah.
a radio show?
No, that legitimately happened.
I was in front of them. They had 3 seats.
I was like, Frank, I'm sorry, but I cannot sit next to this fucking kid right now.
I totally missed that.
Yeah. Oh no! But that was also because Sid was being a bitch in the airport, and I kept tipping his hat off his head.
That's just that
and that was getting
injury.
Him really
I wanted
pissed.
You dead before that.
He was being such a bitch. It
was
like,
I
dude, chill out.
What was I doing?
You were just being annoying. You were getting in your annoying phase of like, I'm gonna annoy Rob because I was
Rob
upset at him.
Was in his annoying phase of fucking everything up and not giving a shit because he's high.
I totally gave a shit.
No, you didn't.
I wanted to get home. I didn't want to pay, like, late fees. Why would I want
you
to pay
You didn't act
late
like
fees?
You gave a shit.
I
and that
totally
made it
gave
even
a
more
shit.
Annoying.
You know, I was just trying to stay calm.
Oh,
I
wanted
I didn't feel
so
like
oh, my God.
Blowing up was
I had, like, a fucking hate
Oh, yeah, you were totally going to beat me up, right?
I don't know if I could beat you up or not, but I was going to try. I swear to God I was going to try.
I'm so scared, kid.
Okay.
As his roommate, don't you know that that's his, like, general disposition, though?
But
now.
It never really impacts me because he's just on his side and I'm on mine and I... He was in control of where we were going to go and if we were going to make it or not. And I make sure to never give him that much power in anything. I know.
There was one part where we were in the car and saying, I forget exactly what he said. It was like, oh, we only got like an hour. And Rob's like, you want to get out and take a cab?
No, 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 no. That was when there was 2.5 hours. So
and
Sid
I
was saying, and he was just being,
Sid
and then we were like, no, no, no. That was like with 2.5 hours left, and that's when we were like, all right, we need to go get to the Fox. And then I was like, let's go to CVS. And then he was like, what is the max? Like, what happens if we miss our flight? And then,
and then
I was like, dude, we have 2.5 hours. Relax.
Yeah.
And then you're like, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, all right, you want to take a cab? And then he shut up.
You know what he should have done?
Right.
He should have just blown weed in his face, so he just would have been sedated.
I know.
And
I know.
He does that all the time.
I know, totally.
No impact.
Yeah, it makes a bit of an impact.
No, the weed on the West Coast is much different than the weed he smoked.
No, no amount of weed would have made me want Rob dead less than I did at that point.
I mean, all in all, I thought the trip was great. Vegas was cool. L.A., Nam was awesome. Coming back home, that was just like a whole stress. Even the flight.
Oh my god!
Flight.
You had the bird's eye view on this.
Well, before we even got on the plane, like as we were in our check-in, you know, with our shoes off, we see this horde of Jewish people,
Orthodox
Jewish people, And, you know, Virgin is like a small airline, so there were only two flights going out at that time, and we were all like, oh, please let them be on the other flight.
Yeah.
Please let them be. It was like these two couples and their 30 kids.
Yes. Oh, no.
And it was just like the most misbehaved children ever. Oh, my God. Die, all of you.
So not only were they on our flight, they were like one seat in front of me to my left.
Oh, no. So it was like our old neighborhood.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the Jew siren didn't go off before the plane took off.
Oh, boy.
It was actually a Saturday night, so they just probably left their house.
Yeah.
That second. Saturday night is okay.
Saturday night is when they party.
When they come out.
When they go wild.
Luckily, he's on flight though, because he's trying to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, stop. You guys are ruining this. Can you please tell me the whole story?
Yeah. So
what's going on?
So then we're like 20 minutes off the ground, and I'm like half asleep. I don't even know what's going on.
Half?
It was a little more. It was like an hour into the flight.
Yeah. And was it an hour? Okay,
we were
I was asleep.
We were
by Denver.
Two emergencies. I don't know if you were awake for the first thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. You totally killed the story.
Two
emergencies. Because now I know there were emergencies.
First.
Well, it's fine.
First one. They did an announcement on the plane. They're like, if anybody's a doctor, hit your call button right away. And that, we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. I thought the pilot plots or something.
Anyway, he rang the call, the bell, whatever, mm-hmm. and he went to the back, and nobody really knew.
No. They're not doctors. They work with the Hutsola thing, which is like a volunteer ambulance. Okay, he's not a doctor.
But all right.
Like a...
About 40 minutes later, he goes back to his seat, and like his family is like asking him questions or whatever. I couldn't really hear what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then nothing. I mean, nothing really happened. And then maybe 40 minutes after that, there's a girl walking through the aisle. And no joke, I actually thought she tripped on Rob's leg.
Yeah.
But it turned out she collapsed and she was completely out.
Well, but one thing, she was right next to me where
she
collapsed. She hit her head on the armrest.
Did she?
And then she hit her head going down to the floor. So she was.
I don't even think that's what like.
She was hurt before, you mean?
Yeah. Well, apparently they they couldn't figure out how to wake her up or what was wrong with her, and then 20 minutes later they did another announcement saying if anybody's a diabetic and they have insulin or anything like that.
Yeah.
So my guess is that she had like a diabetic coma or something like that.
Well, she definitely hit herself though. So
either way, it was really annoying.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they were turning the plane to Denver.
Yeah.
And it added like another half an hour, 45 minutes.
They were
going to
make an emergency landing.
Yeah, they circled Denver. They come
up. We're sorry for the inconvenience. We were going to be landing in Denver to take care of it.
Like, I'm like, this bitch.
Just throw her off the goddamn plane.
Fucking Hasidic whore.
There's so many of them.
She was
just
Asian.
Throw her
out.
I thought she was one of the Hasidic clan.
Japanese chick.
Oh.
I felt so bad because then I said that was my first reaction. It's fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so tired.
That was my first, second, and third reaction.
I felt a little guilty at myself. Like, what if I passed out? You know, I'd want them to land and get me off the fucking plane. But you know, human nature. It's like, you know,
yeah. We'd strap a parachute and throw you off.
Yeah, well, yeah, you would, motherfuckers. But I guess when they landed in New York, they just decided after a while, like,
what did they do with her body, though?
They dragged her to the back after a while. She was
what I mean. She was...
They literally dragged her, like, by the arms and legs.
Well, the Jew, and there was a Japanese doctor also, some kind of Asian doctor, and they teamed up, and it was like fucking ER or something. And they put her arms, like, across her chest, like they always do, and they lifted up her legs, and they just carried her like she was a stretcher. And they took it to the back.
Hmm.
And it's like Japanese and Yiddish going back and forth. Yeah.
put her legs up in the air.
Oi! At the end, they finally decided, they go like,
we're not going to land in Denver after all. Just, you know, sorry for the inconvenience. But I'm like,
psych!
Fuck you, that is all.
So they just circled in the air for 30 minutes for no good reason.
Wow.
I guess she woke up during that time.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And then they held us, and they were like, nobody can move because we need the EMS to come on board and do their thing.
Yeah.
It was like all kinds of annoying.
And then Seth strangled Rob and cut off the flow of blood through his brain.
That was the third emergency.
Those are my dreams.
See, now I planned it right. I ate a bunch of Burger King before getting on the plane.
Right.
putting myself in a massive food coma, which, boop, I was out the whole flight, other than when that Japanese lady passed out on top of that.
That was good, though, because there were I was afforded opportunities to just stare at you in hate. And you didn't even look back. You didn't make a face at me. You were just out, and I was just like, this motherfucker.
That could have been
his face.
Could have backfired on you, because if you had to go to the bathroom from the Burger King, you wouldn't have been able to, because the aisles were all clogged.
Well, oh, it's true.
In fact, the steward, yes, man, was, yeah. He's this big guy, like big black dude. They look like Tyson. You know, not Mike Tyson, but the model.
Tyson Beckford?
Yeah, and he starts, he climbs on the fucking
the armrest.
He's walking on the armrest. Down.
Why?
He's a gay
Spider-Man.
With the woman, you know?
Oh.
He's like ballet. He was like, oh.
Yeah,
him.
The other
sassy
steward,
Asian dude.
The other steward. Steward.
We had two men. What a fucking flight.
Yeah. There will be no poontang on this flight, ladies and gentlemen.
The sassy Asian steward gave Frank some lip at some point for having your phone on.
What? Tell me this.
Like, as soon as we get on the flight, I'm well, all right. Even going backtracking here, I remember when I got stopped for my bag, and it took like half an hour to get that shit checked.
Cause
that was really annoying, too. But this stewardess guy, whatever the fuck you call him, told me to turn my my phone off, and I'm like, it's an airplane mode. He's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
He said that on the announcement.
That's the same thing on my flight too.
Like, yeah,
but the
reason
totally he gave you was the best.
Yeah,
of like why it doesn't count.
He's like, because he's like, because if they're making an announcement and there's an emergency, you're gonna be the last to know. You're like, wow.
Gonna be looking at your phone.
Oh, he was talking to you. I heard that.
Like, if the captain comes on and says duck, you're gonna be the last one to duck.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Has the captain ever come on the PA and be like, everybody duck?
But also, by staring at your phone, you're not using your ears.
Yeah, it made no sense.
It's not like
no
it had anything, you know, headphones plugged in or anything. I mean, how presumptuous that I'm not going to pay attention.
He basically called you a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah.
They tell you that the real reason is because it fucks with the controls, doesn't it?
No, that's completely a myth.
That's why airplane mode.
Yeah, it's an airplane mode.
Yeah.
Okay, copy.
But also, a friend of mine told me that he was once on a flight, and there was a kid next to him texting the whole flight, and it was fine. It's just they don't want you to be on the phone and annoy people.
Oh, okay. But who are you? Everyone's from Los Angeles on this flight. Nobody's special. Who do you think you are?
Turn your phone off, bitch.
He didn't say that, but that's what his eyes were saying.
Anaheim. Anything happened in Anaheim? I guess that's when Noah came into the picture, and then we were like, oh, Noah's here.
Now imagine,
wow!
If you had a choice to go on a trip and you could pick one of the three legs of the trip between Las Vegas, LA, and Anaheim, which one would you go to? Noah chose Anaheim.
Well, yeah.
Well, because of NAMM. Noah had a ton of fun at NAMM.
I had a blast. It was like Mecca for me. I got to drool all over guitars. Well, it was a it's a cosmic experience.
Yeah,
you're a Jew. How dare you say something is like Mecca?
I'm a bad Jew.
That's like saying something was like Auschwitz for you.
I actually started editing the NAMM special, and I got to say that Noah is our MVP for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job.
Cool.
Thank you, Frank.
Now we're gonna do a hour-long special on all the hot new gear at NAMM and a bunch of other stuff. All of us.
Oh God! Stop!
Wow, when do we learn that? When we let that audience in? Oh!
No, I had a blast there. You see, like, for me, NAMM probably was like what the porn convention would have been for you guys.
Well, why me?
Well, okay.
Why not you? You're the one, you probably have more porn on your hard drive than any of us there, and with your meat holes and your...
Yeah, but to me, like, going to see a porn, like, meeting them is not, I don't give a fuck about
that. Yeah, well,
me
neither.
No,
if they're not fucking in front of me.
No, but if you see, like, girls that you would prefer to watch in porn, right?
I would have, I mean, listen, being in Vegas, anything I'm doing in
Vegas
is detracting. Yeah, but if I'm going to some porn convention, it's detracting from gambling.
Yeah, are there poker tables at the porn convention?
All right, so NAMM to me was like a poker table to you.
Now I understand.
Okay, there you go.
It's all clear to me now.
And it wasn't just the guys. It was like the gear. It was like all these guitars and stuff that I was able to touch,
mm-hmm.
but not really afford.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it was
like
nice.
The guys.
Like, with the guys.
And it was pretty cool. We got, well, other than a ton of coverage, there was a bunch of parties that we got access to. And that was pretty fun. We went to an Affliction party, which was just like a hotel lobby party.
You went to that party.
That was an Affliction party?
I didn't know. Affliction Coffin Case. And then there was a Coffin Case.
Oh, my goodness.
Coffin Case fashion show, which was Coffin Case is, of course, a case for your guitar.
Shaped like a coffin.
Well, it was shaped like a coffin, and they decided to have a fashion show.
No, but it's known for like their like model gothy girls.
Is it?
Yeah, they're like the poster girls for the company.
Okay. Yeah, so they had this fashion show, which was just like, hey, here's an excuse to have hot goth chicks in skimpy outfits.
Right. But what I didn't enjoy was the announcer. Oh, you're going to get to see girls. Girls are coming. That guy was annoying, you know?
I get this.
He was really annoying.
Yeah, and then Jose hooked us up with passes for the NAM Jam.
The Dean. Sponsored by Dean.
They spelled Jam with two M's, like NAM?
Possibly. But that was pretty fun. We saw a bunch of musicians covering Iron Maiden and Pantera.
Yeah, Tim Ripper Owens was there. That was really cool.
We saw a guy that looked like Tico Torres.
That's right. See, like, we were all doing stuff. Noah handled the guitars. Frank handled the drums. I was in charge of celebrities, finding people on the inside.
You are our entertainment reporter.
Yeah, I was the merry heart of the evening. And Darren was the roaming outside reporter because we couldn't get him a pass. But
me and Sid got left out of NAM because they only got four badges.
I can't tell you how excited I was about that, by the way.
Sid was happy.
I was thrilled. I'm like, oh, I get to just read in the hotel room? Awesome.
I was just neutral. I mean, I was like, if I get in,
and
why
jerk
not
off in the bathroom. Right?
One time?
All right. So the least amount of times was in the bathroom that you spent the most time.
Thankfully, Darren is a sound sleeper.
Why were you loud?
Two of the times on the trip where I jerked off, it was just Darren in the room and he was out. And that's how listen, if he had woken up, I would have instantly stopped, but he snores so loud, I could tell from being in the bathroom, as long as I heard that snore, he was out and the coast was clear.
Wait, so technically, you were thinking about Darren while jerking off.
No, it was so long. All right. Fair enough.
Put that on the poll.
That snore is an aphrodisiac.
Sid, you have a girlfriend. I'm ashamed of you.
I don't have a boyfriend. What's up?
Wow. Sid thinks about Darren while jerking off. That's
just when he's in the next room.
That's next year.
We're in 2010. Sid, I'm going to jerk off with you in the next room while you're snoring to get revenge like Bonnie did.
Do it. Are you sleeping over tonight?
Maybe. That was actually the worst part of being the last one to fall asleep, was hearing everybody's snoring. I had to put headphones on.
Well, number one, I do apologize because I snore a lot. But the last trip we went on in 2008, I've never heard anyone snore like you. Ever. I mean, like, a new level of, it was like a sonic boom. It was like an SST flying over the fucking hotel.
No, I think the worst snorer, sorry, Frank, is you.
Really?
Frank is pretty good. You know what was amazing? At some points, I noticed that their snores were like
in sync.
In sync.
Like it was never more than one time.
Like Frank would snore, and then he would stop. And then Sid would start. And he would stop. And then Jared, like, my ears would have to be like, wait, where's that one coming from? It was weird. I mean, I'm sure I snore, too.
Yeah.
I was just asleep during it.
Yeah,
so I don't
know. That's how that works usually.
Well, Darren's asleep again. Darren! We got a show to do.
I was about to run to the bathroom. Don't make that noise, Darren.
It turned you on?
It's like reflex now. I'm like Pavlov's dog in my
pants. Let's test it out.
Oh, damn it! Gotta go change my pants.
All right. We have a few callers that have been waiting on the line.
Let's take the second one first.
775. We've been patiently waiting. Hi, who is this?
Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Oh, the Walmart guy, right? Walmart Richard.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's up, man? We were just in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, I heard all that.
So why are you calling? What do you want?
Just to talk, because, like, I'm on my lunch break right now, and so, yeah.
Oh. Well, how about something better than talking? Richard, do you like music?
Yes.
Wrong answer. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Rob is extending his arm.
We have some.
Well, we have a bunch of CDs we want to give away.
This is like a CD blowout blitz that we have to give away.
Like the new Shadows Fall CD Retribution. Cult of
Blue. What did I tell you?
I just fell asleep because he's
Night
Shadows Wish? Fall.
What's that?
Redemption.
What else you got?
Errant Earth, Through the Eyes of the Dead.
You see, you're stupid.
Dragon Force, Municipal Waste.
Sorry.
What do you want?
This is what you should do.
Go ahead. Through the Eyes of the Dead.
There we go. All right.
You should announce what they are before, and then when they call up, they're ready. Because when you do that, you go, hey, Nightwish. Nah.
Or how about instead you don't tell them what they're getting and just be like,
well, people have certain tastes
in
music
to
and they
broaden
might not
broaden their
want
fucking horizons.
Nightwish
we're giving them something free.
No. So, Richard, you want to Through the Eyes of the Dead CD, all you got to do is send a private message to Metal Injection, and
okay.
We'll send that over right away. All right,
Richard?
Cool. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
You go on websites, they have contests and stuff. Do the contests ever say, hey, enter this contest, and then you tell us what you want? No, it says first prize is this, second prize is that, third prize is that. If you don't like it, suck it.
Why can't we be different?
Because
why
then everybody's
our
picking
listeners
the same damn CD, and everybody's like, I don't want Shadows Fall. If we had done it this way, somebody would have fucking gotten that Shadows Fall album.
There's a garbage bin right there. We could just
throw
it out.
Throw it out instead of mentioning it every week.
Well, somebody will want it.
I think it's kind of funny that we can't get rid of it. So.
Yeah, it's an ongoing joke. We wouldn't have any gags.
Yeah, we have no gags.
No gags. Except for Noah.
Hey.
Noah,
okay.
You gag? That's what I was talking
depends
about.
That's what I'm doing.
So 203, should we take that? I guess we should take it.
It's the Googler.
Oh, wait, what's in 203?
Oh, no, I know who it is.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, who is
hey.
That?
Hey.
Colin?
Hey.
Oh, God. What's up, Colin? Did you miss
hey.
Us?
Yeah, and how was your vacation, by the way?
Well, if you were listening for the first 45 minutes, you knew... You
yeah, I was, and you lost Darren. I'm like, put a damn bell on the guy. What the hell?
We didn't lose him. He just disappeared.
Yeah.
He knew he was still on the strip.
You should just make me fall asleep, and then you can find me by my snores. Colin, did you vote in the Livecast year-end awards yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you want to tell us who you voted for?
One, Devin Townsend.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, can we keep it secret?
No!
Yeah. Oh, shit! We just let it loose. Holy crap, okay.
What'd you let loose? You rip one off?
Doing his own show.
No. We left the votes out. Were we supposed to or not?
Well, just your vote.
Well, there's been hundreds of votes. If we say what two of them were, I don't think that really is a problem.
It is really close, guys. someone let out a vote. Yeah, if you go to the page for this... Burping up a storm here. If you go to the page for this episode... Thank you. We have polls set up. You can check it out.
Jesus.
But Colin,
so
and reminding
make,
people.
So easy to make him laugh.
801.
Oh, he's up.
He's gone. 801,
hey,
you're on the cast. Who is this?
It's Eggers.
Oh, what's up, Eggers?
Hey, guys. There's one thing I want to say first. I want to give a little bit of a formal apology of how I acted last week. I kind of acted like a douche.
Really? Wow. You want to refresh our
audience? Yeah, we don't remember.
Yeah, we were in California last week.
I was high last time I called you guys, and the thing is, I kind of expected that you guys would already know my name. And it's probably not for any reason, except for I'm the one that's been sending you guys that Blues Traveler CDs with my name etched in blood all over the cover.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that was me.
I don't know if you know this, but when you apologize on our show, we have special apology music. And you have to sing your apology.
Oh, I'm not going to sing my apology.
You have to, otherwise it's not valid. It's the Hulk music.
I could sing you some Blues Travelers.
No, we just want you to sing your apology.
Oh, man.
Ready?
Hold and on. Then you could sing some Blues Travelers.
Yeah, then you get the privilege of singing Blues Travelers. whatever. That's not the song.
Let me get a text message. Rob.
All right, go.
Oh, why do you want to give me a run around? Is it a surefire way to speed things up when all it does is slow me down?
You have to go with the most obvious song. Come on, give us some. Give us a deep cut.
Oh, you're kidding. I love that. That was great.
Just the chorus. I could have done that.
I actually...
Come on. I like coffee and I like tea. Go. Pick it up.
Oh, I'd like to give off a final plea. I don't know much of that song.
That was it.
Wow.
You're a poser blues traveler.
Winds gotten colder and perhaps I've grown a little cynical.
Our crowd is booing you.
Oh, yeah, I could see that coming.
You did
funny
well.
Thing
you
is that's the same thing that happens when the blues travelers get on stage.
It's true. All right, Eggers, thank you for calling in.
Eggers, all right, thanks, guys.
Want a free CD yet? I think you
yeah,
have,
you guys
right?
gave me a CD. You guys gave me the Anti-Gamma.
Cool. Another one. Glad you enjoyed it. No, I want one a person. All right, thanks for calling in, Eggers. Let's take the Skype caller. Let's see what this is about.
By the way, it's a blues traveler, not the blues
yeah.
travelers.
I just kept saying that because he said it.
447? Are you on the...
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Guess.
I don't
Sid
know.
Sounds
like Sid. Is it me?
Sid, no. Sid will know.
Sipowicz?
Sid will know.
Is this
how will I know?
How would Sid know?
I think I know who this is. Is this the Japanese lady that fell down and hit her head in the
Yes, airplane? That's who it is. How are you doing? Are you better?
Nice, sir.
I don't know. I need diabetes medicine.
I didn't know Japanese people could get diabetes. I thought that was like Jews and blacks only.
Oh, really?
That's malaria.
What? The gout?
What?
You know, sucky hard candy have sugar inside. Me go on plane, drink ginger ale, pass out, hit head.
Try to work Mothra into this somehow.
Oh no, Mothra, come take my insulin. Confucius say, girl who eats sweet potato pie on airplane, take great fall.
The only thing that can make this better is if the Iron Sheik chimed in somehow.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the Iron Sheik the whole trip.
Darren's Iron Sheik impression is better than the Iron Sheik himself.
The Iron Sheik, of course, is a professional wrestler from the 80s in the World Wrestling Federation.
Who has outrageous political views.
Wait, who is it? Who's on the phone? What's your name?
Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Hello.
Hiya.
Anyway, so the Iron Sheik was a wrestler, but he kind of had a rebirth a few years ago on the internet because he did some interviews where he just ranted and raved like a maniac and kind of became a internet meme now. He was on Howard Stern, he's on a few different shows, so like his rants have become catchphrases, and I have a few of them here.
I think you should just do your own impression.
Well, I'm
going to...
I'd like people to know actually what I'm making
yeah,
fun of.
Yeah, shake it. Oh, anyway, come on. What's up? That's a good call. Yeah.
Hold on. Getting better than that.
Bullshit, Hulk Hogan. I'm the rare.
You're a real champion.
All-American gold medal.
I got a few more. Hold on.
I want to know, are you the man... Or are you a fucking piece of shit? No good motherfucker. Fuck the tomorrow. You know fucking I've got tonight. Fucking bullshit. You are good. You are the best. But you know. Shooting wise, I beat the fuck out of you. Scrambler, you're a punk motherfucker. piece of shit. You are fucking fat. You are the reason you had a fucking job in WWF because Doc Hulk Hogan dick. You fucking suck Hulk Hogan ass. Peter Santana is a Mexican. He's okay. Better than nothing. Piece of shit, no good motherfucker. Jack Rollins, you're no good motherfucker. You didn't have the balls to take your fucking eight ball of coke over the border. But I take it for you. And we get over the border, and you just give me a little bit of fucking your coke. You didn't give me half an hour. Jack Robbins, you're no good motherfucker. Fucked on the joint. Another piece of shit. No.
All right, I got to cut it off there because I'm losing.
So that seriously, the whole trip, it was just Darren giving us fucking bullshit.
Like any time I got upset, I was like, Darren, can we get a little Iron Sheik? And it would just cheer me up.
Fucking bullshit.
Do the Daniel.
Should I play it first?
Yeah,
I guess.
Have you heard the one he did with Raven? That one's pretty ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's on the internet. If you find the link, like, just put it in the chat and we'll play it. But,
okay.
There's one where he's talking about Chris Benoit. The guy asked, you know, Chris Benoit is the guy that shot himself and his wife.
I thought he choked him.
He choked his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did he do?
He choked his wife and his kid, and then he hung himself.
That's the one with New Jack in it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's that shoot interview.
All right, find that and link us while we're talking about it. But so they asked Iron Sheik about it. He's like, Chris Benoit, you call me up and you say, Sheiky baby, come on over, visit me.
I found it. Do you want to?
And the Nancy Sullivan.
I love my brother Jack. My brother New Jack. Senator Portman. Fuck you. Erickson. Fuck you. I'm talking. My brother New Jack said purple. Chris Wimbaugh. You tell me, Chicky baby, I'm lonesome. Come see me 3 weeks before you kill yourself. You tell me, Chicky baby, give me your phone number. I'll give my phone number to you, but my love, my brother New Jack said, I'm just fucking, you be the man to you kill Daniel. 7 years old. I tell you, fucking, you be the man. You kill, you give the Daniel Casoso, Daco, to Daniel.
Oh, that's basically it.
You say you're the man because you killed Daniel?
No, until.
Oh.
7 years old. You killed Daniel. There's another one where he's crying. That's the one I'm really making fun of. But. So I was just doing that in any fucking situation that happened. Like,
amazing.
You bitch. You Japanese bitch. You come on the plane with the diabetes. You fall down in the aisle. We have to sit here 30 hours. Fucking bullshit. Why you not take your insulin? You piece of shit. You can't. You dirty motherfucker. Bullshit.
Better than nothing.
Sid going into the fucking bathroom, jerking off into the toilet. You're a no good piece of shit. Motherfucker. Fuck you. Suck my dick. Better than nothing.
It's like freeform jazz listening to there, dude. It's like the best jazz improviser, but with vocals.
Watch out, your pubes are going to turn gray.
Yeah. For this, I'm willing to allow that.
All right. Thank you, Lewis, for calling in and inspiring that whole rant.
Well, I don't know why.
You hang up on Lewis. Why? Chicky baby.
All right, we got two more callers. Let's take them before we go to music break. 704. You have been patiently waiting. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Oh, it's Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Calling you guys for the first time. I've been watching for like 8 months of listening.
Watching?
Listening.
Awesome.
No,
awesome.
I'm watching you guys through the windows.
I thought maybe there was a camera.
Josh, where are you from? What's 704?
704 is Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh. Woo!
Oh, the Ric Flair.
I know. I'm down south.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's in the Bay. They're from North Carolina? I thought they were from South Carolina.
Woo!
Between the Barrett and me.
No, they're from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So what's up, Josh? What's on your mind?
I was just calling for the first time. I thought it'd like randomness.
Oh.
So I do have a question for you, Rob, though.
Okay.
Oh. Rob loves being questioned.
Why did you
snub me at the New England Metal Fest last year? Because I totally said, "Hey Rob, what's up? I'll buy you a beer," and you just walked by.
Wow!
Oh, what a dick!
Wow! Man. Had I known that you would call into the show all these months later, I totally wouldn't have. Because this is so bad for my image.
I'm not actually having a hearing problem.
And I didn't call you Random Metal Injection Guy either. I said, Rob, what's up?
Well, maybe I just...
You should have said celebrity. Rob.
It's mostly because he's not interested in the drink. He wants your weed.
If you said
weed, he would have stopped.
Well, had you just looked at me, my senses would have been, oh, weed? What? No, I'm really sorry. I don't know, man. Like, New England Metal Fest is always really hectic.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, what isn't hectic for you, Rob?
I mean, maybe I was just on my way to an interview or something. But had I known you are a true metal injection junkie, I would have never avoided you.
How about you give him a CD first, Jones?
Yes. How about that? How about
that'd be awesome.
We'll give you two CDs since I snubbed you.
Sweet.
Wow. How about you just drive up here and take all of the promos we have in your pocket?
Yeah.
If you pay the gas money, I'll come visit the show.
So
be a guest.
Easy enough. We got to pay for gas also. Greedy money.
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't say hello to you. No,
this is why no one likes you, Sid.
What?
This is why no one likes you.
Oh. All right.
Somebody likes him.
But you like me. You wouldn't say hi if you saw me at New England Metal Fest?
No. No, not really.
That's fucked up, man. Because I would totally let you buy me a beer. I wouldn't drink it, but I'd want you to spend money. I'd just give it to somebody
else. That's not cool. You have to drink it.
I would pretend to, but then I'd just walk away from you mid-sentence. Just give it to somebody else.
I've on my 21st birthday, the lead singer of I Wrestled a Bear once bought me a beer, so that was... And I drank it in front of her, so you have...
That's one more than
I've got. You always get when someone buys your beer, you have to drink it regardless.
But my thing was that it would be a sign of disrespect to you if I made you buy the drink just so you spent money and then I didn't drink it. It would be like
you just throw it in his face.
No, I wouldn't throw it in his face. That's crossing a line. I feel that's.
Oh, okay.
And that's what women do. Men don't throw drinks in each other's face. That's a girly thing.
All right, Josh.
It is a very girly thingy.
I got a bunch of CDs. You get to pick two. We got a 3-disc set from Godflesh. It's pretty fancy. It's Pure, Cold World, and Slave State. Then we have a Cradle of Filth CD, Godspeed on the Devil's Thumb. The Last Kind Words by Devil Driver. Ultra Beatdown by Dragon Force. Enter the Grave by Evile. Cult of Luna, Eternal Kingdom. Shadows Fall, Retribution.
I'll take that one.
Nightwish, Dark Passion Play. Is that real dance? Municipal Waste, Massive Aggressive. Say that one already. The Boy Will Be Drowned.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Yeah. Any of those tickle your fancy?
I would go with the... I'm going to have to go with the Shadows Fall and the Municipal Waste.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of the Shadows Fall CD. I feel
hey,
like
I'm a Shadows Fall fan.
just for taking it.
What you going to do about it?
What kind of music you listen to in general?
I listen, run from anything from like post-rock, space rock, like and hardcore, and all the way up to like Kvolt black metal. So I listen to the gambit of extreme music.
You pronounced it Kvolt. Is that normal?
Oh, it's just a cult.
No, I like that. I think it's just to signify
Kvolt
with a V.
Kvolt.
Yeah, because it's spelled with a V, so it's Kvolt. That's how I make fun of those people that dress in bullet and bunch of spikes and corpse paint because they're funny looking.
I'm going to start saying that too, man. Started a trend here.
I like it. All right, so Josh, are you a registered metal injection junkie?
Yes, I am.
What is your username?
It's ABIURO-Singer.
Why do you have such a complicated name?
Because that's the name of my band. It means I repent.
Oh, so you're
complicated. So yeah, just send a private.
I repent in Latin.
Do you want to thrash or trash his band right now?
Sure, we'll do that. But yeah, first I just want to let you know you should send a private message to Metal Injection to get the CDs.
Oh, well, we don't have. All right, you do that. You can't thrash or trash my band because it's just me and a drummer.
Oh.
So it's like the. So you don't want us to listen to your music live?
No, we don't
have.
We don't have any music.
Oh, that's.
We don't have any recorded music.
How long have you been a Metal Injection junkie?
Shit. I think I've been listening to the live cast for forever, but I've only been like registered for a couple months, I think.
Okay. So your band's been around for a couple months and still no music?
No, we've been only around for like 2 months. But
well,
we've been trying.
Is.
Come on, Sid.
We've been trying to get people up because we have our idea and where we want to go already, but we've just been trying. The Charlotte music scene is not. Just kind of a sludgy mix of stuff, like, or just a bunch of different people that have influenced us. We just want to go like a sludgy but kind of a post metal feel. It's still within like the limits of a. Death metal, kind
of. Why are you already setting up limits for yourself, man? Sky should be the limit.
I don't know if you even know about this, but one of your demos leaked onto the internet. I just looked it up.
Oh shit.
Should I play it? Well,
or there might be somebody else named that band, because we just picked
it. I'm pretty sure this is you. Here.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Something's going on.
That is kind of sludge.
Oh, you found my secret out. You found my secret out.
It sounds like it is just a singer and a drummer.
I like it. Thrash it.
That is definitely within the limits of death metal.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to die when I hear that. all right, so.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you
for calling in, Josh.
Those CDs are on the way if you send over that address. We got two more calls.
By the way, before you do that, Lewis is bitching in the chat that he called in and didn't win a CD.
Well, he lives in England.
Yeah,
we can't afford a $30, $40 shipping.
Tell him to pay shipping and handling. And
how about this? Give me your instant message. I'll rip the CD and I'll send you the MP3s.
There we go.
Send you the Shadowfall MP3s.
Sounds
but 267, you have been patiently waiting.
All right, hey guys.
Hey, who is this?
Hey, this is Devin.
Hey, Devin. Not Townsend, right?
No, not Townsend. I'm not that cool.
What's up, Devin? You're a first-time caller.
Sorry. Did I cut you off?
No, go ahead. Where are you from?
Okay. I'm from Philly.
Okay. You seem like you have a purpose here. I like this. Well, what is the reason for your call?
It's funny because my purpose was to take that Shadows Fall CD off of your hands, but then the guy before claimed it, so yeah.
Wow.
What are the odds?
We can't give it away for 6 weeks, and then 2 days
I know.
Back.
It's funny because I was going to call in last week, but then I forgot, and then I was going to call in the week before that, and I forgot, too, because I'm lazy, so yeah.
We weren't here last week anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, I figured. reason I remembered.
Just for wanting the Shadows Fall.
I think Rob's checking to see if there's another one.
No, there's cool. Definitely not another one, but we have a bunch of other new CDs that we got.
Nile.
In
new
LA.
CD.
Wait, you have Nile?
Yeah.
Would you like the new Nile CD?
Yeah, I've been meaning to pick that one up.
Great.
Well, there you go.
Great.
Cool.
That's a great service because that's money we just cost the band. He was going to buy it. Now he doesn't have
no, but then I had to call
well,
up and get
Nile.
It. Great.
But they gave, that's money it cost us. They gave that CD to us for free.
Yeah. Now we have to pay to send it to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. We're the ones
paying to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
$4.
I know no
Carl
Sanders can't like afford a cookie or something like that.
So have you been listening to the show for a while, Josh?
Devin?
Devin?
I'm not even
actually.
Sure.
I just started listening about like a month or two ago. Because, like, I'd always go to your website and you'd say, oh, listen to the podcast, but I never really got around to listening until now.
Did you catch up by listening to all the older episodes, or are you just from...
Yeah, I've been listening to, like, some of the olders off and on, but it's so big that it's kind of hard to listen to them all and still have a life.
That's what she said.
You're telling us.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We have to go through and log them, which we're...
Oh, I know.
Any of us have finished doing that.
No.
Nope.
I've got, like, four of them. But anyway... But yeah, thanks for calling it. Devin, are you a metal injection junkie?
I am. I just registered 9 minutes ago, actually.
Oh, you were prepared. Mark. You were prepared. What's your username?
Oh, yeah. See, my username is Holocaust on the Moon.
Why on the moon?
That's where
it was an old Opeth Watershed album before like that working the working title was Holocaust on the Moon by the fans.
Yeah.
Interesting piece of information.
Cool. Sounded better before you explained it, I think.
Devin, I think I like you.
Wait,
oh, cool.
I like
in
you.
A non-sexual way, just as a friend.
Oh, same.
Well, that's how he wants to start off.
Yeah, we need to get to know each other before.
He wants to go to the desert and stare at the stars with you.
Yeah.
And oh, I'd love that.
I need a replacement for friend.
Did you vote in the awards yet?
Not yet.
Well, he's got to listen to everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't really
know
all the rest of it.
Come on, he's gonna vote for something other than the Noah Pete on somebody? Come on.
Devin, do you watch any of the videos we do, or are you just a live cast listener?
I watched the one thing you did at the end of the year when you summed up all the videos that came out. What was one of the...
Did you just hear about our site or something? What's the deal?
I actually found out about your site via metalsucks.net. I visit that all the time, and they kept on making links to it, to your site. So.
And then you finally visit, and you're like, oh, wow, why do I even visit Metal Sucks, right?
Oh,
Rob.
I feel like Metal Sucks a little more, but I like your
what?
Site, too.
All right, I'll accept it, because we're friends with those guys.
Do they
okay.
have any women peeing on people? I don't think so.
No.
Well, we have a woman who has peed on people. We don't have women pee like actively peeing on people.
Not yet, but the award show is next week.
Teaser.
You know what? If we're ever in a pool together, I promise that I will pee in it.
Okay.
And then by default,
no,
it'll be like
no.
peeing on you.
Well, you can too, but you also have to pee on someone physically.
Yeah. Or get peed on.
So that's humiliating to pee on someone. It's humiliating for the person.
So the award show is next week? This is news to me.
It's not? Or
is
it?
I thought it was.
It is?
It depends if we're ready.
I thought it was like in October.
I thought we were shooting for next week.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do it.
It should be.
You heard it here first, Devin.
I did.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
And visiting our site and clicking our banner ads. Because that's how we make money.
Pay for the postage of all the CDs that we're
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
916, what is up? What's your name?
Michael.
What's up, Michael? You're a little distant here.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I just want to say you guys kick some ass.
Just some ass, not like a lot of ass?
Okay, you guys kick more ass than any other Jewish person.
Any other Jewish person?
Oh, well, Jews are like the minority, so there's like 80% of people that kick more ass than we do. Oh, I can live with that.
Hey, you guys top some other people like Bob Saget.
He's a Jew? I didn't know Bob Saget was Jewish.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
Do you have a list?
No,
Jewish
like,
people
oh,
that
well,
kick some ass?
Well, he has a big nose and curly hair, so I assumed he was a Jew.
Does he have a big nose? Bob Saget doesn't have a really big nose. Does
well,
he? No?
Well,
he does have a big nose.
All right. I never noticed.
Jews.
You know what they say about guys with big noses? Yeah, they used to be in Full House. They do a lot of coke. Oh, that's him. So where are you from that's so anti-Semitic? What town are you from where they're hating Jews so much? Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Is that really? Why?
There's a decent Nazi presence in Sacramento.
But Sacramento's like a real liberal, forward, progressive city.
POD is from there. Come on.
They are?
That says it all.
Why do you even know that?
Because I'm alive.
He works in radio.
Yeah.
He's for everything.
I feel so alive.
Yeah, but the death cone's a doctor, so you can't go wrong.
So is Far.
And so is Elijah.
So what?
So is Tesla.
Tesla? Oh.
Yeah, I'm kicking it back to 80s hair metal.
For shame. Can we play a little Edison's Medicine during the break, Rob?
How about Danger Danger?
Well,
no.
I want to know, you're all focusing on Tesla. I want to hear about the anti-Jew bashing.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Like, what have you seen?
Ride school a couple months ago.
You have a lot of Jews in your school?
We have about 5.
And they all got beat up, or what? Like?
Yeah, they got their ass.
For what? Like, how did it start?
Being Jews.
Huh? I didn't hear you.
Just being Jews.
Really? Like,
they started it.
You can tell they're Jews. Like, they walk around with curls and like fucking Torahs on their hip. Or like, it's
it's
yeah, they could be Italians. There are Italians that just Jews with better food.
They, in Sacramento, they make the Jews wear armbands also, so that's an easy way to tell.
So they threw them in the school oven, is that?
Yes.
In the furnace.
Yes.
Guess what, guys? We got
later.
We got lampshades for homecoming. All right.
Sprinkle on some pizza later.
Mike, do you like music?
Oh, I love music.
Jewish music?
Yeah, we can give an anti-Semite a free CD. Is that what's going to happen here?
Wait,
now?
Did he say he's anti-Semite?
I think it's pretty much understood.
So do you hate Jews? Were you in that posse beating up the Jews?
No, I was just standing back laughing.
I don't
all
think
right,
he would be listening
enough.
To the podcast if he...
Well, he didn't actively beat them up. He should get something for that. Give him, like, a bad...
He's got to laugh for it.
All right, we got Bring Me the Horizon.
Give him the Matisse Yahoo CD.
Agrikaki, Blood Red Throne,
Barbara Streisand.
Agrikaki. What a great name.
Did you order that from the Japanese place?
Nightwish? Do you want a Nightwish CD?
His Nightwish is that when he wakes up, all Jews are gone.
I have a dream today.
Evile, Godflesh, a bunch of them just fall on the floor.
Gold in My Ear biography DVD.
The best of Henny Youngman.
What is that?
What all death metal do you got?
Seinfeld season 2.
I got Blood Red Throne, Agrikaki, Evile.
Is that like a real Woody Allen collection?
Cult of Luna.
It's a real aggressive Bukkake.
Agrikaki.
Come here, I'm going to come in your
Devil
face.
Devil Driver. A little on the lighter side with the Devil Driver.
I'll take the Devil Driver.
All right. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Of course.
What is your username? I Hate Jews 69.
Metalhead Mike 666.
Oh, Metalhead Mike 666.
I really agree with Sid. We shouldn't give him a CD. That's ridiculous.
Why?
Do it, Jews. He hates Jews.
He doesn't hate Jews.
Right,
he just likes watching them getting beat up.
Let's make him win.
Jew.
Tell us a really funny Jew joke, and I'll give you a CD.
Yeah, if it can make us laugh, then you get a free CD. How about that?
Does it have to be a Jew joke?
Yes, a Jew joke.
As if you don't know any. Come on.
I know one. Okay, how many Jews can you fit in a Cadillac?
How many?
Two up front, three in the back, and about 10 million in the ashtray.
But Sid told that on the air, so that's like cheating.
Yeah. That's one of our blandies.
One more. Come on, you got one more chance. Just Google one. We'll pretend that you knew it.
Time's running out.
Quick, Darren, register JewJokes.com.
Let's see.
I can do that. Come on, you're making it too obvious. All right, you want? I'll tell you one. And I'll get you started. Okay. Difference
you
between a Jew.
How?
How?
There's wet toilet paper on the clothesline.
Oh,
because they're so cheap, they don't want to throw out their toilet paper. They
that's pretty good.
Use it again.
That's not bad.
Okay, what's the difference between Jews and Boy Scouts?
What?
Boy Scouts come back from their camps.
That's a good one.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's a good one.
That deserves a double dragon
meeting. Yes. Send a private message to Metal Injection with your full name and address, and the CD is yours. Thank you, Nazi Mike. For that.
No, let's not call him that.
Yeah, neo-Nazi Mike?
Anti-Semitic Mike.
Anti-Semite Mike?
He might not be a Nazi.
Anti-Semite?
Anti-Semite, yeah.
Anti-Semite.
There we go.
All right, Anti-Semite. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take a music break, possibly the longest we've gotten.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Before taking a music break. An hour and 20 minutes.
Motherfucker, he call in. He don't like Jews. I'm Iranian and I like Jews. You meet Rob. You go to New England, the Death Fest. He no answer you. He's a piece of shit. Fucking bullshit.
All right, we're going to start out with some Wrath and Rapture, a new band in the world of metal. And then we're going to go into a bunch of Noah picks with Enslaved, Sudakra, Battlelore.
Are we really going
to
play all of them?
I don't know if we're going to get through all of these. Maybe through two of them.
Why don't you just play it first, and then when we come back, we'll see what we played.
Well, okay. Wrath and Rapture on the live cast. We'll be right back.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's right, everybody. It's time for everybody's favorite game show. One of the nominees for favorite game show of the year. Thrash it or trash it.
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 No, no, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Hold on, I was out of the room. What game are we playing?
Thrash it or trash it.
Okay.
I don't really feel that it is a game show, though. Like all the other ones in that category,
true.
We compete against each other.
It's a segment.
It's a different type of game.
Fair enough.
But, so of course, if you're new to the show, again, what the fuck is wrong with you? But the whole point of this is that we take all of the unsigned bands who send us promos, And as opposed to actually listening to them and reviewing them, we just judge them live on the air.
Are they all unsigned? Some of them are signed, but to very small labels.
Yeah, yeah. Non-major labels, yeah. And, of course, you never know who can pop in. We had a band called Chelsea Grin, who we mocked to the very end, and now they're signed.
Popular
and
signed and touring because of us.
Yeah, they have a booking agent. So you never know what could happen. Our first CD, the guy wrote a personal letter.
Oh, my. It's on stationery, nonetheless.
Yes, he has his own stationery. It's I can't read his name or his penmanship, but I'll try to get through. It's Dave Reffitt. And then his album is called Shredding the Envelope. And he writes, "Hello, I really love the site."
Read it sexually.
"Hello, I really love the site. I have included my band's new record, which features performances by George Lynch, Chris Poland, and Glenn Drover from Megadeth, and many more. I would love to have you guys review the album, and if you dig it, it would rule to do an interview with you guys. Blah, 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 I want an interview, blah, blah, blah."
An interview?
"Also, if you want to put it on the Metal Injection Radio or the live cast, that would rule."
Okay.
Well, guess what, Dave? That's exactly what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to put in Shredding the Envelope. That's the name of the group.
Shredding the Envelope?
And the album is called The Call of the Flames. This is available worldwide on iTunes, he says. We'll be the judge of that. Well, not that it's available, just that it's good or not.
No, if we don't like it, it'll cease being available.
Yeah, we'll get it off iTunes. We'll report a problem with iTunes.
"Hello, iTunes? Get this off immediately, Buster." See?
What kind of operation you're running here, iTunes?
Strictly Bush League, see?
So should we play the title track, The Call of the Flames, then there's Stand Still and Scream, Devil's Roadmap, Caravan of Cannibals.
That one.
Do you want to just go to that one?
I agree.
Caravan of
Cannibals.
Well,
let's hear them all, but that's my first choice.
Well, that's...
Gritty.
Is this gritty?
It's a gritty guitar song. You like it.
"Just a small town boy, growing up in East Detroit. I think this might be an entirely instrumental record."
Oh.
Sounds like Megadeth.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this guy is way too talented to be on Thrasher's Trash.
Yeah. I'm
like
thinking
like,
it.
Why?
Wait.
It's only so short.
If there's a guitar solo in this,
well,
I'm going to be a fan.
It's called Shredding the Envelope. I'm pretty sure there's maybe more than one guitar solo.
I'm digging this.
It's pretty good. Sid, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean,
this is like really professionally done. It's probably
the
most.
Don't talk over the solo. No one wants to get the solo. I liked it. It was rocking. It was fast.
Yeah.
It was good.
It made sense with the song.
It
didn't derail the song.
That's true.
The only, and I'm going to say thrash it, but the only negative thing I could say is that it's just completely ripped off the negative. You can't think of anything else.
What does Dave Mustaine think of this? Dave, do you thrash it or trash it?
This guy's getting sued. The music actually made me think of Bark at the Moon.
A little, yeah.
Okay.
It actually sounds more like Judas Priest style. Older.
Okay, yeah, I hear that.
My only drawback would be that the singer sounds like a sleazy 50-year-old dude. Like, I don't know.
He's just totally Dave Mustaining it out right now.
There you go.
Oh, second solo. Two solos in one song. And it's only halfway through the song. There might be even more.
Someone hears my voice.
I like this, I have to say.
Let's hear another song.
I would listen to this, song. Other than...
Let's hear the title track, Shredding the Envelope.
All right. Love it.
Noah's rubbing off on the table right now.
I'm going to go cum in your toilet.
Hot.
Noah comes.
Wait,
home
Darren, start snoring.
No, that's Sid.
Oh, oh
Sid. Wait, just should
oh,
I
Oh, what are
snoring?
You doing in the bathroom, what?
All right, so the band is...
I'm thrashing now.
Shredding the Envelope.
Do they, like, did he include a website or anything, or just the notes?
He included an entire, he even included his business card.
There's like a novel in there.
He actually works as an air conditioning repairman on the side, so that's what the business card is.
Oh, wow, Michelangelo Batio is also on this.
Who?
That sounds like something.
Call me Ishmael.
Did he, sign the letter into his blood?
No.
Why don't you play another song while you're figuring out, what to do there.
No, or just him trying to pull his bio.
Well, he says that it's available through iTunes and what?
That's what I said, worldwide.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, the Shredding the Envelope is the band. The CD is called Shredding the Envelope, The Call of the Flames.
Shredding
and
the
pass
envelope.
That business card along to Noah. She has a new boyfriend. Let's get
Wait,
back.
I do?
Well, can we see what the guy looks like? So, let's see.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Go to shreddingtheenvelope.com.
Watch him be Ken Pierce or something. That would be bad.
He is. He's also available.
The domain is down.
He's available for demo critiquing and consulting. Also, you could go to myspace.com/shreddingtheenvelope.
I think we crashed
it.
There
we go.
We crashed it. We thrashed it or crashed his website. Are we doing chat room requests or just?
Are there any? Are there any MySpaces in the?
Well,
just one.
Let's do this one guy, this one CD I have here, by a band called Hatred.
Sid likes him already.
Well, he likes
it's a good start. So did we do an official Thrash or Trash?
We all thrashed it.
Yeah.
I thought everyone agreed.
We need to go around the circle. And...
Everybody. All right, I say Thrash.
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 That might be the best single band we've had on this show. Period.
Yeah.
But this guy's clearly, it's a ringer. He's not some guy in his
garage. Yeah, this guy's
so what?
Clearly an expert.
So what? He has to be thrashed.
I'm not saying it doesn't count. I'm just saying he's...
Thrash it or trash it.
At a different level than the rest of the people we're listening to, clearly.
Or maybe he just put more effort into it.
Too bad,
call
yeah.
Some favors.
Well, the fact that he even has these favors to call in shows that he's got a certain
they should
level of being established already.
The other people should just step it the fuck up.
Well, yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing he's also older than those.
We're listening to this band Hatred next, which let me call out the song names. Just let me know which one you think we should play.
Now, did they ask to be thrashed or
no? There is no message with theirs. No personalized message. Oh, wait.
Copy. Oh.
No, it's just a bio. Oh. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Burning Paradise. For more info on the band, you can contact any of the above. And it's their contact info at AOL.com.
Oh, okay.
Which is, all right. All right, so this band's Hatred, Battling Demons, Once Fallen, Leaders We Follow, Burning Paradise. Sludge of Lies, Red Death, still here.
Why do you keep burping your words out?
It's the pizza. I'm having indigestion here.
I'm doing that the whole show.
Evil, hear them scratching.
How about the title track?
Battling Demons, Burning Paradise. Burning Paradise, it's track 4. We're listening to Hatred on Thrash It or Trash It. Let's see how we feel about this band. If it ever loads. So far, so good.
Yeah, I like that it starts off with like the lethal guitar. Nope.
Vocals are a bit of a turn off. I like the music.
It's sexy.
Pay attention, Fitz.
I'm paying attention.
But it seems like the more attention I pay, the less I'm going to like whatever.
Yeah, the music sounds dissonant, but not like in a good metal way. Yeah.
Whoa, dissonant.
I don't like it.
That's a big word.
It sounds like they're not tuned.
I think, as the case with a lot of bands on Thrasher and Trasher, the vocals kill it.
Yeah.
I feel if they had a better vocalist, this would be much more acceptable.
What? Or if they were just instrumental.
I was definitely getting into it, like, opening riff, and then he started yelping, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
Is it, Rob, is it that you don't like this style of vocals at all, or you just don't like the way this guy's doing it?
Well, I mean, I don't like how he's doing it. Like, Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder has a screech, but he does it very well, so it's bearable. But his screech is unbearable.
Unbearable screech. Could that be a band? Could we
or
track
or
the
an album
stuff?
Title.
Yeah, there we go.
Isn't the guy from Saved by the Bell in that band?
Yes, he is an unbearable screech.
All right, sure. So let's go around the room. I trash it.
Me too.
Trash?
Frank?
Yeah, I don't like the guitars, actually. I don't mind the vocals, I just don't like the guitars.
Oh, trash. Oh, shit.
Oh,
a whole other angle.
How about the drums, Frank? You like the drums?
There's drums on that?
They're very low.
I can't hear.
They're under the shitty guitar.
Yeah.
Very low in the mix.
All right. So that was Hatred. I would listen to.
The appropriately named Hatred.
I think they had a different meaning for it.
Well, either way, it works for us.
All right. Let's see in the chat room what MySpace pages are up for us to review.
I'm pretty sure only Lewis posted a MySpace link, and you don't like him, so you probably won't click his.
There's two. One of them has a bleeped out word in it.
Oh, so that's not going to work for us anyway.
Well, if you just
space it out.
Tricks the filter.
Yeah, clever guy. Come on. Whoever that was.
MySpace.com/SIK... I'm guessing ass.
Sick of it all.
Sick ass bands, really? I already
sick
trashed.
Fuck. Sick
but if it's three blanks.
Sometimes it's like the filter is stupid, so it's like you write thrash it and the shit gets knocked
out.
So maybe it's something innocuous.
I guess it is sick fuck.
F-U-K. I figured that because the sick was S-I-K. All right.
Oh, we have a caller.
While you're getting that, we'll talk to this guy.
Caller.
801.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if I could suggest a band for Thrash It or Trash It, or am I too late?
No, you're not late at all.
It's this band called Onirik. It's their MySpace. It's myspace.com. O-N-I-R-I-K. Brutal Death.
That's very long.
Onirik, Brutal Death. Not very optimized.
It's because Onirik was taken already.
Did these guys used to be in the band Crowbar?
It's a three-piece. Totally looks like Crowbar.
What happened? Did it redirect you?
There's a virus on their page.
That's a good start.
Their genre is death metal.
Okay, you have a Mac.
They're from from Italy.
What?
Wow, can't Italy. Suddenly I'm interested.
No, trust me.
Isn't that where Elvis King is from?
So
King.
The songs are Rama,
Ding Dong.
Rama.
Mortal Lake and Uroboros.
You're a burrito?
You're a burrito, yeah.
You're a bowl of Google.
Oh, Ouroboros is that thing, like the snake that eats itself, you know, that symbol.
Okay.
You know what's up with that, right?
I know the symbol. I didn't know that was a name.
This St. Anger. Just kidding, man.
Ooh, what a good boy you are.
Turn this up. Join me.
Some kind of monster. Go back to the pizzeria, guys.
Ooh. Some kind of monster.
And they even try to have, like, the font be all illegible, but it's totally legible.
They talented.
Font fail.
Even the font sucks.
Let's hear Rama. Rama! It's just a 5-minute intro song.
It's their field trip to the Vatican.
And all is who domine.
And they make calzones.
That really was it.
Wasn't that the same song
wow.
I heard before?
I don't know. I'm over that.
That's a trash.
Trash!
Oh, I like this song.
Sounds good already.
Familiar.
I've never heard this song before.
No, I've heard it.
Wow.
Alright, how about we play that when the show's over in 4 minutes? But Sick Fuck. S-I-K-F-U-K. S-I-K-F-U-K. The song titles are pretty interesting.
What does it say underneath the band name, though, in the logo or whatever that is?
Fine Ass Tard Grinds.
What is Tard Grind?
Retard Grind?
What does that mean?
Oh,
now?
Boy.
I don't know. That's all I could think of. Lactating MILF White Russians, Pool of Pootie Tang, White Castle Shtick, Shit-fisted Superman, the Man of Stool.
That's got to be the one we got.
Fake. Tits covered in dickhole sores. Clear ass booze and butthole Brussels.
Is this even metal?
Brussels. No. Dead hooker double penetration.
Ooh.
Herpes infested tampon boot. I don't know. I like shit fisted Superman, the Man of Stool.
Yeah, just
yeah.
We've got 3 minutes. Let's go.
It's like Hooper. Like, it's not tomorrow. Oh. You are the man.
Yes. It sounds like Darren when he's making fun of stuff.
Maybe that is me. Maybe.
Counterpoint.
Maybe they sampled this show.
I thrash it for the comedic styling.
Just for the title.
Yeah.
You thrash it.
And because they use Iron Sheik samples.
Yeah. That was me.
Oh. Well, I guess that concludes.
Once again, though, we didn't go around the room and say,
we all agree.
That's not how we do it.
How did Iron Sheik get in our Thrasher Trash?
He said to say it sexually, so he said it.
Hey, he was walking over my line.
Fucking bullshit!
So that's that.
Alas.
Wow, this show totally flew by.
Yeah, man.
I
think we need to make it a 3-hour show.
A 3-hour show. Well, no, then we wouldn't be able to smoke these joints. Thanks, Dr. Wolf.
Or
well.
Did Frank also make taquitos? Did he roll some taquitos for me and Darren?
All right. Eight.
It's not very fair.
We want to thank everybody in the chat room for listening. We want to thank all our callers and congratulate the ones that got free CDs.
Even the anti-Semitic ones. See, hating pays off. That's
also,
what I like to teach the kids.
Not if your band is called Hatred, though.
No.
They pay you shit.
They hate practicing.
Thank you to the Japanese lady who fell down and provided us with some comedy.
I'd have rather just gotten home half an hour sooner.
Me too, but since it happened anyway, at least we got something out of it.
Yeah, I suppose.
We got some comedy.
Making lemons out of lemonade.
We never talked about Tico Torres, I just realized.
Oh, well, let's save that for the... Because that's going to be in the video.
We're going to circle her for the next 4 hours.
Fucking bullshit!
All right, let's close out the show with Robert.
Ready. Oh, well, I'm going to
make that happen.
I'm going to have to load that again.
Well, Sid goes and loads the toilet with his tongue.
You should have given me a little warning there.
Well, I gave you a warning months ago.
I told you already.
Right.
I don't even jerk off in the shower here.
Good night, everybody!
You don't either, right, Rob?
No, not in the shower.
Promise?
I swear.
Only into the toilet.
Just in my room.
I'm right. Standing over you.
Oh.
Tell your mother to get your meth on crack. Tell your father not to drink so much in the junk in the sack. Roblox! Can you feel the force of lungs? Can you help me set my TV on?
get hold of one of.
Just the news. Right?
We are back. We are back.
Did you miss us?
No.
I wasn't asking. You were with me the whole time, Darren.